Good evening and welcome to Late Night Live with Pastor Al. Got a Bible question? Wondering what to make of current events? Call now, toll free at 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. Now, open your Bibles, open your minds, and join the conversation with your Late Night Live host, Pastor Al Davis.
Well, good evening. Welcome to another edition of Late Night Live with Pastor Al. I'm your host, Pastor Al Davis. I'll be with you until midnight tonight, right here on AM 1220, The Word. And I hope you'll be able to stick with us here this evening. And if you've got a question about the Bible or current events in light of God's Word, you can give us a call tonight. Our telephone lines are open. You can call us toll-free, 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. And we're going to go ahead and start our program off this evening with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, I want to thank you again for the opportunity to be on the air tonight. Pray that you bless the program, use it for your glory. Help us to be a blessing to somebody. Help us to point people that are searching to Christ, and help us to encourage believers in their walk with you. And above all, help us lift up and glorify our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Well, good to be with you tonight, and really just been a beautiful weekend most places around here in northeastern Ohio, and warmed up a little bit today, but very pleasant. Humidity was down, a nice little breeze going on. Yesterday was beautiful. Had an opportunity, my wife and I, to go out to Talmadge, Ohio, out on the east side of Akron. If you're familiar with Talmadge Circle out there, we used to always joke growing up that, you know, especially when I learned to drive as a teenager, and then high school, and then shortly after high school, we used to always joke that if you had nothing better to do and need to kill an afternoon, just go out in Talmadge Circle. And you get on the circle, it's like hard to get out of it. You just drive around and around and around. But every year since, I believe, 2003, the city of Talmadge, I believe the fire department and people in the fire department are in charge of it, but a volunteer effort, they put out candles along lining the pathways and walkways there inside of the circle. And they have blue ones representing police officers who died as September 11 in the attacks. They have red ones representing the firemen who died during the September 11, 2001 terror attacks. And then they have green ones representing the military personnel who died. And then in addition to that, they have a lot of white candles representing civilians. And I had posted some stuff on some of our social media platforms, but it is something to look at. We were out there yesterday evening, and the nice thin crescent moon off in the distance, cool. I think it was in the 60 degrees or something like that. Very pleasant temperature for walking around in, a little breeze, and an army of volunteers walking around making sure the candles stay lit. And apparently, I was reading something up on it, and they had these candles that last about 5 years, each candle individually. And they set them out, and they have them burning for 24 hours. They start in the morning, early in the morning, I forget which time, on the morning of the 11th, and then they let them, they keep them lit and burning for 24 hours. But the circle was packed. The traffic driving around the circle was bumper to bumper. The traffic approaching the circle from all different directions. If you've ever been there, it's like spokes of a wheel going out from the Talmadge Circle. And the traffic was backed up, and we got into a parking lot off the circle, and then walked to the circle, and then in, walked around, and it's just absolutely beautiful to walk around and see. And people were out enjoying the beautiful weather. There were young families out. There were children. There's older people out. There was couples wandering around, and individuals wandering around, and it just, people were talking to each other and enjoying one another's company. But at the same time, of course, looking and seeing these candles, this field of candles that filled the walkways of Talmadge Circle. And for the folks that are responsible for that in Talmadge, I certainly salute you for your efforts and the volunteers that put that on. My wife saw it online, and we had never been out there for their candlelight remembrance on 9/11. Before, and we went out there this year. If you get the opportunity next year, let me encourage you, go and check it out. It's just absolutely breathtaking, and it's moving when you realize each one of those candles represented somebody who was killed on that one day in the terror attacks, of course, the Pentagon, the World Trade Center in New York, and then the flight that went down in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. And so you can go online. I think if you go to the Talmadge, Ohio website, you'll probably be able to find some information on that too, maybe some background information. But fantastic. Again, salute the folks out there in Talmadge that did that. All right. Well, in addition to that, also wanted to mention that our church, the Richfield Bible Baptist Church, Richfield, Ohio, where I'm the pastor, having our anniversary Sunday coming up a week from today. It'll be Sunday, September 19th, and love to have you visit. We're having our morning service as the usual schedule. And after our 11 o'clock service, we're going to have a dinner. And then after the dinner, we have Eric Howitt. Some of our listeners are very familiar with Eric Howitt, gospel soloist. He's going to be singing, providing some special music, and then just a time of fellowship. But I also wanted to mention that for people who've been thinking about visiting us sometime, there's not going to be an evening service. Our 6 o'clock service Sunday night, a week from tonight, be canceled because we're having just one big long morning and going into the afternoon type unified service. So that's coming up this coming Sunday, and a great time to visit if you're thinking about visiting sometime. And again, appreciate the prayers and people that have kept our church going. Small church, but we've been able to keep going thanks to the prayers of God's people, and been able to keep this radio program on the air for these years as well. So sure, thankful for that. Also wanted to mention something else. This coming Friday night, back up here a little bit to Friday the 17th of September, that's this coming Friday, our Friday night Bible study is going to be a little different. We're having a movie night. We're going to be showing a movie called The Printing. And it's a very good movie, and it's a movie that is based on true events, though the story itself is fictional. The events that are portrayed in the movie are based on real events in Russia during the Soviet Union days, and this is where they had cracked down and the churches persecuted Christians, and it follows the several characters involved with the underground church and also underground Bible printing ministry inside of the Soviet Union. And it even has some realistic, based on true events, depictions of a state church and how the pastor is forced to bow and scrape before his KGB overlords in order to be able to have the privilege of having a state-sanctioned church. And then, of course, there's also the American evangelist who comes to visit and a group of underground Christians unfurls a banner inside of the church building where they're meeting. And the events depicted with the American evangelist, I won't go into all of them right now, but they are based on true events that transpired inside of the Soviet Union when an American evangelist went there and had some evangelistic crusades, so-called. It's called The Printing, and it was produced by the film department at Bob Jones University. And they've got a number of good movies. And a really good movie they have is called Sheffy. It follows the life and ministry of a circuit riding preacher during the late 1800s, early 1900s, I think in the area of West Virginia, Kentucky, Virginia, sort of in that area. And they've got a number of other movies. Those are probably two of the best that they have. So it would be something worth coming out to see. It's just over 2 hours, so we're going to have to get the whole thing in quickly. But very apropos considering what's happening in the world today. When you look at the draconian statements that were made by Joe Biden last week, saying that their patience is growing thin with people who aren't getting vaccinated, and that he's going to have Department of Commerce, the OSHA issue orders that every company, every private company, not just federal workers or federal contractors, but every private company in America that has 100 or more employees is going to be mandated that their employees must have the vaccine, or the company will face a $14,000 fine per employee that's not vaccinated per day. That's draconian. This is unheard of. Well, you know, pardon the pun, but the mask is off. They are no longer just kind of hinting at what they want to do. There are people floating ideas that non-vaccinated people are killing vaccinated people because they're not vaccinated. You ever stop and think about this? Now, I'm not anti-vax. I know a lot of our listeners are anti-vaccine of any kind. I am not. And I understand that vaccines have a useful purpose. Some are more problematic than others, and certainly these COVID ones are much more problematic than the average vaccine. In fact, I just read something that said a teenage boy is 12 times more likely to have a serious heart condition result from the vaccine than they are to be hospitalized from COVID. Now, with that idea in mind, what parent would want to subject their teenage son to a risk of giving them a shot that's more likely to hurt them than the disease itself? Especially when teenagers are much less likely to get COVID in the first place than most of the rest of us. In fact, the older you are, the more likely you are to get it. And we could talk about that a lot, but that's not the focus of the program tonight, and we may go into that direction on occasion, but I just wanted to mention this. We need to pray for our country, and if you want to get an idea where some of these things are headed, go online and look at what's going on in Australia. I really believe that Australia is a test case. How can you take a free Western country and turn it into a fascist dictatorship, a totalitarian state? Look what's going on in Australia. Well, first, they took away the guns. They de-armed the populace. That happened previously. But Australia, that's supposed to be a free Western nation, there's several states in Australia, just like we have states in the United States, and they're having roadblocks set up for interstate travel where you have to show your papers to travel from one state to the other. Could you imagine if you were going to drive over to Pittsburgh, having to stop at the Pennsylvania border and show your papers and your vaccination status in order to go into Pittsburgh or into Pennsylvania? I mean, this is unreal. And not only that, you have lockdowns, mandatory lockdowns in Australia, and you get a call if you get a text from the government, and you have to text back your picture and a response within 15 minutes. And also it has to be stamped to know where you are located so they can see your location. And Australia has set up, this is not, you know, the You know, the United States government has FEMA camps set up to put the populace in there. I've been hearing those stories from the 1970s. And so far since the 1970s, I haven't seen the vast majority of non-compliant Americans squirreled away in camps. So these stories have been going on. This is not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about when the Australian health authorities and government authorities say, we are building quarantine camps, and they're opening quarantine camps to put people in. I mentioned the face, the forced facial recognition and geolocation scanning that's sent to the government. It has to be sent to the government within 15 minutes of getting a text asking where you're at so they can make sure you're not outside of the zone you're allowed to travel in. The government can also take control of your online social media accounts. This is what's happening now in Australia. The government can come up and put a quarantine sign on your door, and you're not allowed to leave your home. They deny services to unvaccinated people in Australia. They have travel restrictions and checkpoints, as I said. This is a test case in Australia of how to turn, as I said, a free Western society into a fascist dictatorial state. And they are doing it. You have health commissioners in Australia saying, when you do go to the store and you see a neighbor or a friend, now is not the time to talk to them. Do not talk to them in the store. What kind of freedom is that? All for a disease that for most people that get it, the chances of you dying are less than 1%, less than half of 1%. Lot less than that. For most people, the chance of dying from COVID, getting COVID and dying from it, is probably somewhere along the order of less than 0.01% or 4%, somewhere in that range. The average is about 0.4% people that get it die from it. You have a 99.6%, I believe it is, overall. But when you're somebody who's under the age of 18, the chance of dying from COVID is something like 0.00027%. Why are we destroying our children with these mask mandates and vaccines that have shown to cause greater harm to them than the disease itself? Why? Because it's about control. It's about submission. It's about turning free Western countries like Australia into totalitarian, fascist, dictatorial states. Why? Because we have people who are moving for a global government, and they need things to cow people into submission and also show who the resistors are that, of course, can be relocated to quarantine camps for the good of the rest of us, because as Biden said in his little ditty last week, if you got the vaccine, which is supposed to keep you from getting COVID, and there's a certain amount of success to it, a certain amount of truth to that, but it's not perfect, but you're at risk of getting COVID and dying from somebody that hasn't been vaccinated. Well, if the vaccine isn't going to keep you from being at risk, then what'd you get the vaccine for? I mean, think logically here, folks. If you get the vaccine and it's not going to prevent you from getting the disease that it's supposed to prevent you from getting, what's the purpose of it? Again, it's control. It's social control. It's conditioning. And the people who are standing up against it, you can bet somebody's taking note. Does that mean you shouldn't stand up and protest? No, absolutely not. You should stand up and protest. And with that in mind, let me remind you that there is yet another protest scheduled in Akron at Summa Health in Akron. You can find them this Monday, September 13th, tomorrow, 6 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. At 457 East Market Street in Akron. Go online, freeohionow.com, I believe it is, and you'll find out more information about that. They've been meeting out there about every week. There's another one scheduled for out at Metro Health in Cleveland. And that one, I think, is, if I'm not mistaken, and I hope I'm not giving the wrong date out, but that's on the 17th, I think. You can check that out, these out. FreeOhioNow.com is one site that has a number of these. And again, I mentioned these things because, having been in the Air Force and seen some things dealing with security, though I was not a security expert, and I don't pretend to be, but one thing I have learned is that you want to keep the threat as far away from that which you're protecting as possible. I do not want people coming into my church and demanding that we do this and do that, and that we can't do this and can't do that. Again, the movie The Printing talks about how the government, the Soviet government, was going into the churches and telling them what they could or could not preach, what they could or could not do in their churches. And I don't want that to happen. When do you fight it? Do you fight it when they come in the church door? Or do you fight it when it's at the hospital across town? Personally, I think you fight it there before it gets to your church door, and I think Christians ought to be involved in these things. On a related note, and we'll get to our callers here in just a minute, but on a related note, Tuesday, September 21st, there is going to be a protest at the Ohio State Board of Education. This is going to be a protest against the critical race theory. And you can go online to stopcriticalracetheory.com. That's stopcriticalracetheory.com. And you can find out more about that. They're going to have people arriving at 8 o'clock in the morning at the State Board of Education in Columbus. They're going to be doing things until about noon or so, and a lunch, I think, if you register. But check that out, stopcriticalracetheory.com. And critical race theory is about as unbiblical and unchristian as you can get. Critical race theory ignores the Bible's plain teaching that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. In other words, that everyone is a sinner. You're not a sinner because of the color of your skin. You're a sinner because of the condition of your heart. And they ignore all this. Well, again, that's another whole area that we can get into. That's another thing that Christians ought to be at the forefront of fighting. Because if we don't fight it there, it's eventually going to get into our church doors where we'll have to fight. And as I said, I'd rather the fight take place far outside of the church door before it gets to the church door. Because if we can prevent it there, you say, well, it's hopeless. Nobody's making a difference. Hey, guess what? Denmark has declared that COVID is over as far as they're concerned. No pandemic. It's not a critical social disease anymore. No more masking, no vaccine mandates, all this nonsense. Just come out to the United Kingdom. In the United Kingdom, they have decided they are not going to have vaccine papers required now. And there's some more things coming out with that. People are making a difference. The reason that England has backed off on the vaccine papers is because people have been protesting by the thousands. People have been protesting by the thousands in France, in Germany, and other countries in Europe. And people are protesting by the thousands here in the United States. They say, well, I haven't heard about it. You only hear about it here in this station, you and some other people on this station. You know why you haven't heard about it? Big tech is purposely keeping it off from social platforms. I've had some things, and other people have had some things, that they've been either not allowed to post or strongly encouraged by Facebook and Twitter and other sites not to post, because we will restrict the number of people who view your site if you do this, and the threat and everything. Some of it, they just get rid of it, and they don't let it go on. And just like the Australian government that is going on and editing people's social media. And so we have these things happening. You don't hear about it because social media, a lot of them, you know, Facebook, Twitter, things like that, YouTube, don't want to talk about it much. Some of it makes it through. Some of it makes it through for a little while, and then it disappears. But you need to get on some other sites like USA.life and MeWe.com. That's M-E-W-E.com. Gab.com. Those are a couple of them. And there are sites. In fact, Gab.com has just instituted a group I found out about called the No Vax Mandate Job Board, I believe it is, or No Vax Job Board. It's businesses that are hiring people that are not requiring a vaccine. It's people that are looking for jobs at a place where they're not required to get a vaccine. And people are fighting back. And we need to let our voices be heard. But most of all, we need to pray. We need to pray for our government. We need to pray for those who are in power, whether we voted for them or not. The Bible talks about that. Well, you're listening to Late Night Live with Pastor Al. I know we're a little long on some of those things. Check us out online, livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. Follow us on our social media sites. You can see some of them on there. Also linked to our homepage, Richfield Bible Baptist Church, where I'm the pastor. And, I did want to shout out to the gentleman that was out at the Metro Health protest last Saturday, I believe it was, and said to the people in charge of the thing there at Metro Health that he listens to the program. So I'm glad to hear some people are listening to the program and going by out there. So, again, shout out to them and the work that they're doing and the people who are encouraging them. All right. Well, much more to talk about, things we could talk about, the things in Texas with the heartbeat law and all these things that are happening around the country and around the world. But again, our phone number is 888-677-9673, and Nancy's been waiting patiently. So let's get Nancy on the air with us tonight. Nancy, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Pastor Al. What a wealth of information you've been sharing with us. Can you tell me again that job board or that website where they list no vax mandate?
I will look that up while we're talking here. But it's gab.com is the social media platform.
Oh, great, because I know two people are looking for jobs and they do not want to have the vaccine mandate. So this is really good information.
Yeah, it's
thank you so much.
Yeah, if you'll go there, they've got a number of things with it. And I was just trying to look that up as we're here. I thought it would come up right away here, but no vax mandate job board. That's what it is. No vax, V-A-X, no vax mandate job board at gab.com. It's a group. There's also a number of other groups for various states. If somebody was saying, I want to move to Oklahoma, I think Oklahoma's got a no vax mandate Oklahoma job board. And it's kind of interesting. People are fighting back. We need to do this until the time comes that the Lord calls us home to be with him. But while we're here, our work is still ahead of us, and we need to be busy. See, if we don't fight for these freedoms, we're not going to have the freedom to preach the gospel.
Mm-hmm.
This is not something that takes away from what we're supposed to do as Christians. This is something that helps ensure that we have the ability to do what we're supposed to do as Christians.
Would you say that in Australia they did not fight back and they were very compliant and that's how they got away with it? I don't have any proof of it.
Australia has a slightly different system than we have. We have a federal constitutional republic. Australia has a parliamentary style system with a prime minister and all that. And so that affects things, you know, and how things go. But the other thing with Australia, and they're doing this to a degree in New Zealand as well, Australia is one continent, one country, and the country is fairly homogenous. It's primarily white of European, primarily British descent, and I know the Aborigines are there, and they're not, but for the most part, Australia is a fairly homogenous population with a common culture and language, And the access to the island continent of Australia can be tightly controlled. Hey, we've got a break coming up. You want to hold over with us?
Yes, please.
All right. Perhaps we can talk about this a little bit more. But, it's easier to control people in a situation like that. Well, stay tuned. We've got another half an hour to go.
You're listening to Late Night Live with Pastor Al. I'm your Late Night Live host, Pastor Al Davis, pastor of the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio. I want to invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield. The Bible Baptist Church meets at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express, located midway between Akron and Cleveland at 5171 Rexville Road in Richfield, where the Ohio Turnpike, Interstate 80, and Interstate 77 cross. The Bible Baptist Church meets at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express each Sunday morning for Bible study at 10 a.m., morning worship at 11 a.m., and evening worship at 6 p.m. The Bible Baptist Church also meets at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express each Friday night at 7 p.m. for an informal Bible study where you get to bring the questions, just like on Late Night Live with Pastor Al. Even if we don't see you at the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, we want to see you in heaven. Jesus says in the Bible, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." Why? Well, because the Bible says, "There is none righteous, no, not one. We are all as an unclean thing, and all our righteousnesses are as filthy rags. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." The Bible also says, "Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. For when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. But God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. And so the Bible says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." I like that. Whosoever, that means you. If this show's been a blessing to you, why not let us know? You can contact us by writing Pastor Al Davis, Post Office Box 452, Richfield, Ohio 44286. Our email address is pastoral@maplenoll.us. You can also visit our website at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. Or you can call us at 330-659-6561. We'd love to hear from you, but now let's get back to our program.
Well, welcome back. You're listening to Late Night Live with Pastor Al. I'm your host, Pastor Al Davis. I'll be with you until midnight tonight right here on AM 1220, The Word. I hope you'll be able to stick with us here this evening. If you've got a question about the Bible or current events in light of God's Word, you can give us a call tonight. Toll-free, 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. And I also want to let you know that you can find us online at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. And you can find links to some of our various social media platforms, as well as a variety of articles and booklets that I put together over the years. And you can link to our home church, the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio, where I'm the pastor there. And you can find out more about us that. You can also listen to past programs. We've got a number of programs going back several years, Sunday night programs, Friday afternoon programs, and there's even a link to go to some older programs than what's on the site right there. I have an archive site that has even older programs, so you can check all that out, livewithpastoral.com. All right, well, we're going to get back to some things we're talking about. Oh, also wanted to mention, almost forgot, East Coast Pizza in Garfield Heights. We're brought to you tonight not only by the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio, where I'm the pastor, but we're brought to you by the East Coast Pizza in Garfield Heights. You can find East Coast Pizza located at 4889 Turney Road, right across the street from the Garfield Heights High School. And you can give them a call, 216-341-9100. That's 216-341-9100. Call them at 216-341-9100. Mention you heard about them here on Live with Pastor Al. And you can call 216-341-9100. Pickup or delivery, East Coast Pizza, 4889 Turney Road, right across the street from the Garfield Heights High School. All right, we'll get back to our program here. If you've got a question about the Bible or current events in light of God's Word, give us a call, 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. And Nancy, are you still there with us?
Yes, I am, Pastor Al.
All right. Thanks for holding. The break came up on us. I was long-winded in the first half, so... I just some stuff going on. It just got me kind of, got me going, I guess. We were talking a little bit about Australia and how, and I believe it's the New World Order that is, for lack of a better term, it's the globalists and all. They have three things that they need. They need a global government, obviously, but they also need a global economy, economic system, and they need a global one world religious system. And it's interesting, we were talking about Australia. Australian officials are now openly using the term, well, let me just read a quote from New South Wales Chief Health Officer Dr. Kerry Chant. Chant said, "We will be looking at what contact tracing looks like in the New World Order, and yes, it will be in pubs and clubs and other things." I mean, and they're not, this person's not alone in using this phrase, the New World Order. I need to get a program up, and it'll probably be on Friday afternoon sometime, maybe here in the next few months, where we're going to be dealing with the Great Reset. And the Great Reset involves bringing the world to the point of collapse, so that they can restructure the global economic system, the global governmental systems, and the global religious system out of the ashes of the collapse of this world. They need to collapse things. The United States has been one of the biggest obstacles, and Western free Western countries like United States, Canada, Great Britain, Australia, New Zealand have been obstacles, but they're using this pandemic as an excuse and as training for the real thing. This is just the preliminaries, and ultimately it'll come to fruition during the tribulation, during the Antichrist one world government. But Australia is a perfect test case, as I said before. It's an island nation, it's a continent nation, one nation on the continent. You can't go anywhere else. Anywhere you go, you're in Australia. It's relatively homogenous in terms of government, language, culture, people. And it's easy to control because it's an island nation, island continent. It's easy to control because you got to either go by boat or air. Here in the United States, you can get in your car and drive into Canada or drive down to Mexico, or you can go beyond Mexico, or if you're in Canada, you can drive to the United States. If you're in Europe, you can drive from Germany up into Denmark, or there's all kind of places that you can go. But when you're an island nation, continent-sized nation, island like Australia, there's nowhere else you can go. And if they control the transportation, the ingress and the egress from the island by land or by sea or by air, then they can keep tabs on the population much more effectively in order to carry out what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
So that's part of the reason for Australia, I believe.
When you were talking about the Great Reset and the way that they carry this out, it seems like what Biden is doing, everything he's doing, is destructive to this nation. I mean, it seems like
absolutely
his term is like Obama's third term, and he's just, I mean, all of his cabinet is Obama retread. But he's doing everything to hurt our country, so it looks like you know, he's really helping the Great Reset,
mm-hmm.
which you probably already figured that out.
Well, and also, you know, he's benefited Russia, especially in terms of energy production, at the cost of the United States and our own domestic energy production. He's benefited
yes.
China at the expense of, for instance, our rare earth metals development. He put the kibosh on here in the United States. But guess who's going into Afghanistan after rare earth metals? China. And we left a lot of equipment behind that China can use. Now, you know, at our Friday night Bible study a few weeks ago, I told a story about a certain classmate that I had when I was at Revere High School in the 1970s, and many of the people listening know my classmate, at least by reputation, and you were there when I told the story, and so bear with me a moment.
Yes.
The reason for the story is this. I'm looking at what the Biden administration is doing, and a lot of people are saying, how can they mess up so much? How can they be so consistently wrong? But I look at it and say, how can they be wrong in almost absolutely everything unless they intend to be, like you were saying?
Oh,
they're
yes,
purposely
yes,
doing this.
Yes.
And this is my story about a former classmate of mine. Many people may no doubt have heard maybe somewhere in passing the name Jeffrey Dahmer. Well, as some of our listeners know, I went to school with Jeffrey Dahmer. I sat next to him in homeroom from... well, junior high through high school, year after year, I sat right next to him in homeroom, and I knew him, and talked with him, had classes with him, and we had a class one time. Our teacher, Mr. Morse, you know, there were three Alfreds in our school. One was a kid that was always in trouble in another grade. One was me, and one was Mr. Alfred Morse, one of our science teachers. And Mr. Morse had a great sense of humor. And we were in class one time, and Jeffrey Dahmer in high school was kind of a class clown. And
mm-hmm.
he turned in a test, a 20-question multiple-choice test. Each question had four possible choices. And when they're passing out grades, Mr. Morse hands Jeff his paper and says, "Mr. Dahmer," he said, "you got absolutely no questions right on this test. You got a perfect zero." And Jeff had this kind of smiley smirk that he used to do. And it's kind of interesting when he was on trial and he was being accused of things in the court when they brought him into Akron. He had the same smile when he was being tried in Milwaukee. He had the same smile. He'd do that whenever some of the teachers or the principal would call him on something. And he sat back with that little smug smiley face. And Mr. Morse said, "There's 20 questions, four each. If you just guessed, you should have gotten at least four or five questions right by chance." He said, "You had to know what the correct answers were and purposely chose the wrong answer every time in order to get a perfect zero." And Jeff just kind of smiled. Now,
wow,
he did that on purpose. He wasn't that stupid. He wasn't that ignorant. He knew what he was doing. He knew that he was getting the wrong answer. And I told that, I said, that was my Dahmer story, because I look at what's happening with the Biden administration, and they've got to know the things they're doing are completely wrong. They can't be that stupid and that ignorant.
Yeah.
They know what they're doing. They're doing it on purpose. And part of it is to destroy the strength and the cohesiveness and the economy of this country, because this country is one of the biggest impediments to the globalist New World Order. And they need to destroy our economy. They need to make the people of this country afraid. When you see a person walking with a mask outside in a park and there's nobody around anywhere near them, and they're huffing and puffing in a mask because they're afraid of a virus that even if they get it, most likely won't even hardly harm them, there's a problem. It's called fear. And they have been made to fear this by the government. And it's just, it's terrible. We need to fight this, because the crackdown doesn't stop with schools and jobs. It's also churches. And this is where you wind up with churches kowtowing to the government. And like I said, as a reminder that I said one time about hearing about a church last year, 2020, at Easter time, the pastor who knew the governor said he called the governor to find out if it was okay to have a church service on Easter Sunday. The idea that a pastor of a church would call a government official and say, is it okay to have an Easter Sunday service? There's something seriously wrong there. Seriously wrong. And they want that. The government wants that. The globalists want that because Jesus Christ is an impediment. I talked about America being, in as far as the New World Order people are concerned, one of the biggest impediments to their globalist designs. But the reality of it is, it's Jesus Christ that's the biggest impediment. And for all of our faults in America, we're one of the most Christian-oriented nations in the world. And that, combined with our incredibly powerful economy and our constitutional republic, which in and of itself is based on biblical laws and principles, makes us something that has to be done away with and removed in order to fully implement the globalist agenda. That's why they despise Donald Trump so much. Not that he's Donald Trump, but that he wasn't Hillary Clinton, so that they could have been doing this 4 years ago. Well, anyway, on my soapbox again.
Yeah.
But go ahead, Nancy, and I still got Terry waiting too, I think.
It's very interesting, and I'm looking forward to coming to your anniversary Sunday next weekend, and I'm glad that you all are going to come to our missions conference the following week. But thank you for taking my call. It's a very fascinating program. Very
thank you, Nancy. I appreciate your call tonight, and again, looking forward to the missions dinner there at Euclid at Bible Baptist Temple in Euclid, and of course, Pastor Rusnacko is on this very station several times. I know he's on at 2 o'clock on Friday afternoon after our Friday program. We're on from 1:30, and then he comes on at 2. But thanks, Nancy. Appreciate that.
Thank you.
And you're listening to Late Night Live with Pastor Al, and we've got Terry waiting patiently. Terry, thank you. I've been going strong tonight. Some of this stuff here has really got me going.
That's okay. We're having the same problems you guys are having down there.
Oh, and let me give you something. We were talking about that no vax mandate site group on gab.com. There is one for Canada. Let's see here. No vax mandate job board Canada. And you can find that at gab.com. It's one of the groups. So for our friends in Canada, there is a group there trying to help people find work.
I was going to mention last week, I was mentioning both our conservatives and our liberals that they're running for prime minister.
Uh-huh.
I was watching the debate the other day, and I decided that I needed to check out these guys and find out where they're coming from.
Mm-hmm.
And I found out that Erwin O'Toole, which is he's a conservative,
right,
that's running for prime minister, he believes in pro-abortion.
Hmm.
So that's a big problem. And he actually admits that he believes in pro-abortion. So I decided to look them all up and find out exactly what they all believe. And it sounds like they all believe in the same thing, pro-abortion and LGBT rights.
Mm. And that is problematic. I mean, because, you know, and sometimes you hear, you know, people give the advice of, well, hold your nose and pick for the least odorous one.
And so I decided, you know, I should maybe just sit down and, you know, and study and find out, you know, which one I should vote for. And I don't know. I don't know who to vote for.
Now, when is the election again?
On the 30th of
September. Yeah, and again, I know you call in pretty much every week. If you have some further information that develops and you want to share that with us, you know, next week or the following week, I would appreciate it, because I know we have a number of people in Canada who are listening, and I encourage our church to pray for your election in Canada, because even though we're in the United States, what happens in Canada has an effect on us, just like what happens here has an effect on you. And we're in this together.
Someone like yourself would, you know, run for president or prime minister.
Well, there you go. That's to give you something to hope for that you could do. You could run in Canada. But I'll make a deal with you. If you become prime minister of Canada and I become president of the United States, we can plan an outing at Camp David together. How's that?
All right. There's another guy. His name is Jagmeet Singh.
Uh-huh.
And he's the new Democratic Party, and he's the third in running.
So you have basically three main contenders right now.
Right. Well, we actually have four or five main contenders, but two main contenders are not going to make it. Like, there's no.
Yeah. So it'll come down to those three then, basically,
or six,
huh?
Yeah, or six. Might six all together.
Yeah. Well, and that is something that we need to pray for folks in Canada, that if everybody that you have is pro-choice, it really makes it hard for somebody who's pro-life to determine who to vote for. And I don't envy the situation. Fortunately, at the time being, the Republicans in here have it ingrained in their party constitution or platform that they are pro-life, and the Democrats have it ingrained in their party platform that they are pro-choice, which is pro-death. And so it makes it easy that even when you don't like, if you don't like everything about the Republican candidate, you know that at least he's claiming to be pro-life. And so at least that kind of helps with some of the decision-making here. But yeah, what do you do when you're in a situation where you only have pro-death candidates? Do you go with the one that's the least detrimental, like say that it's that would be the least detrimental to Christians and God's work? Or what if they're all equally as bad? You know, it's a difficult situation,
a very tough call.
Yeah, so that's where we here in the States need to pray for our Christian brothers and sisters in Canada, that God will give you folks wisdom, because you know, whoever becomes the prime minister, you know, they've got a responsibility before God, and unfortunately, most of them don't know what that responsibility is. And responsibility is to protect them that do good and bring God's wrath upon them that do evil. And that's one of the reasons I don't know how you can be pro-death and be a government official if you know what the Bible says, because you're going to be responsible to God. As I was telling our church today, the blood of the unborn children that you allow to be killed as a government official is on your hands, because you're supposed to protect the innocent. And what could be more innocent than an unborn child?
And everybody stands up for the LGBTs. That's another big problem.
Yeah, and a problem that we're running into is younger generations of even professing born-again Christians in the United States don't think it's that big of an issue. A lot of churches will not preach the entirety of Romans chapter 1, where God, you know, has some pretty strong statements, not about homosexual, you know, promiscuity, but about homosexuality, period. And it's not Old Testament stuff. This is New Testament stuff.
And he handed them over to a reprobate mind.
Exactly. Right? Exactly.
And that's why you can see the sickness in a lot of people that are gay.
Well, and you know, think about it this way. If there was something that people were doing that caused people to die at an earlier age than the rest of the general population, to be more likely to suffer from a variety of ailments than the general population, and people identified that behavior and they said, this is causing these people to get sick and to die faster and shortening their lifespan more than the general population, there would be a hue and cry to say, well, we need to convince them not to do those things. Guess what? Homosexuality, homosexual men have a shorter lifespan than non-homosexual men. Homosexual men are more likely to suffer from a variety of diseases. We don't have time to get into all of it right now, and I don't have all that information in front of me, but it's just a simple fact, medical science. This is not something of bias or homophobic thought or something. It's medical science. I remember moving furniture when I was in college. I used to do some part-time furniture moving for a furniture and design place that was here in the Akron, Ohio area. A friend of mine was the one in charge. When I was back home from college, I would do this part-time work. And this is not anything judgmental or homophobic. It's just that the vast majority of the interior designers at that time in the early 80s, late 70s, early 80s, were homosexual men. And what happened was we would hear them talking, this was before AIDS, about, well, what counselor do you go to? What psychiatrist do you go to? Oh, I've got this liver problem, and I've got that problem and that problem. And they were constantly, and these were not old people. These were people in their 20s and 30s and 40s who were talking about all these physical ailments and the problems that they were having and looking for new counselors and psychiatrists and things like that. And this is something that's medically documented. But people want to ignore the behavior and, you know, ignore what Romans chapter 1 says.
Yeah, and I memorized that whole chapter before, Romans chapter 1.
Uh-huh.
And I really liked that chapter. I actually memorized it. Yeah. I just did it to see if I could do it, right?
Yeah, and that's a good thing to do. I mean, there's a lot of good material in there. It's not all a diatribe against homosexuality. But it does say that God's given them up to an unclean spirit, doesn't it? And unclean spirits are fallen angels in the Bible. And
what happened in Solomon and Gomorrah?
Uh-huh. They were not destroyed because they were inhospitable, like some people try to say. They were destroyed because of homosexual activity. And Romans 1:26, it couldn't be plainer. For this cause God gave them up unto vile affections, for even their women did change the natural use of that which is against nature, and likewise also the men leaving the natural use of the women, burning their lust one toward another. Well, we're out of time. Hate to end on that note, but thanks for listening. God bless. Have a great week.
You've just listened to Late Night Live with Pastor Al. To learn more about Pastor Al Davis and Late Night Live with Pastor Al, visit our website at livewithpastoral.com.